everyone, to the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview, the first official podcast of the postseason for the 2023-2024 season. And we are underway for the official playoffs. Play-in tournament has been determined. And we're going to go through the Sunday games here with you guys. And we'll also discuss the series as well, our series predictions for the games that are happening on Sunday with the teams involved here. So wanted to get something out for you guys for at least the weekend games here. And then, you know, hopefully we'll get back to a normal schedule starting this upcoming week for the NBA playoffs. And this week usually gets a little tricky because, you know, we don't know who's exactly going to be in the play-in tournament. We don't find out the eight seeds till Friday night, but sleeping, I wanted to get something out to our listeners and fans of the podcast here. But joining me here to help me break everything down for this postseason, I've got my guy here with me. It's Sleepy J. Sleepy, what's going on, buddy? How you doing this Saturday afternoon?
I'm doing good. Going ahead and watching some of these games. So we saw the first result. Cavaliers ended up taking down the Magic. So there's one game in the books in the playoffs. Got a bunch of games left here for today. Obviously, we're going to go ahead with a preview Sunday card, so it should be interesting. We'll get into some of the series talk and see kind of who we think is going to do what here.
Yeah, definitely excited. And we'll just get right down to business. Let's quickly recap our picks from our last episode. It ended up being another winning podcast for us as far as our best bets win. I'm sorry. I had the under in the Kings and the Pelicans game on Friday night. That one got there fairly easily to the window. The Pelicans went on and took care of business against the Kings 105-98. Just a tough fourth quarter there for the Sacramento Kings, only scoring, or the most, I should say, combined to score 46 points in that fourth quarter. Sleepy, I know you had the Kings as your best bet there. They just fell a little bit short. Give credit to the Pelicans, though. They made that run in the second quarter, which pretty much was the difference in this game because all the other quarters were pretty close. 32-21, the Pelicans outscored the Kings in that quarter, which was, again, pretty much the difference. And they were able to, you know, coast the rest of the way and you know, keep that lead over the Kings. So they will advance as the eight seed. Our player prop best bet was in fact another winner for us. We did have Tyler Hero over 23.5 points. In this game, you know, between the Heat and the Bulls, got out of hand fairly quickly. Miami Heat scored 34 points in that first quarter. They were up by 17 points at the end of the half. Put the pressure on in the third quarter, then outscoring the Bulls 35-23, and that was pretty much it. One assist short was Tyler Hero in that game of a triple-double for the Miami Heat, but he finished the game with 24 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists there, Sleepy. I know, I'm not sure how much I want to celebrate this here because this number did close around 24.5. I saw it all the way up to 25.5. But again, this is why we preach early and often this ad to get to this number early, because when we do release our player props and our player prop best bet, Sleepy, that the market is going to move. So we want to make sure that we get the best number out to our listeners, though, Sleep.
Especially during the playoffs, because the market's really efficient at this time of year. So, you know, getting a bunch of half-point winners, half-point losers, that's not going to be surprising. The market's just really efficient. So like I had mentioned on one of our most recent podcasts, as soon as you hear this and you hear the number and you see that that number's still available, go ahead and fire on that, because if you wait until later on in the day or close to tip off, you're going to end up pretty much just end up getting a bad number in. You know, we've already hit a half point winner, I think, recently within our last couple podcasts. So, you know, there's another one last night on Tyler Hero. So, you know, that's not surprising. I'm glad it came in. I hope that he went ahead and stayed out there for a little bit longer, Manoff. But
yeah,
they were just so far ahead in that game that it kind of really took out us going ahead and beating even the closing number. So, not saying that was surprising, because a lot of these home teams, even, you know, the results from today and throughout the entire play-in, the home teams are just dominating right now. Like, the road teams just look like they're just coming into these games with absolutely no life. So, lesson learned with that, but for at least for myself, you know, just be careful messing with these road teams right now. But yeah, like I said, just get after those numbers as soon as you possibly can, because, you know, half point, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing in, a half point, if I added a half point to every bet you've ever made, I can guarantee you, you would be a winning sports bettor. And if I took a half point, you would be a losing sports bettor for the rest of your life. So it's the way it goes. You got to get the best number.
Yeah. Cannot argue against that. So again, that's why we preach, again, number one, shop around for the best number. And again, as soon as you hear our, you know, best bets or player prop best bets, that's really where you want to make sure and attack, and, you know, bet on that number. So let's get into it, man. We got four games of round one and game one happening on Sunday, and we'll start it off with our series predictions here, and then we'll give our game one handicap for each of the four games that are happening on the Sunday schedule. So it's gonna be a 1:10 Eastern start. The Miami Heat, who we just mentioned, won as the 8th seed against the Chicago Bulls. They are headed to Boston, who is the number one seed, to take on the Celtics in this series. Looking at the series prices here between these two teams, currently over on DraftKings, the Celtics are a -3,000 favorite in this series. 13-1 is the number if you think the Miami Heat pull off the upset here against the Boston Celtics in 8-1 matchup. Rematch of the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and we know how that went. The Miami Heat took care of business, advancing to the NBA Finals to fall short against the Denver Nuggets. But these two teams matched up three times during the regular season, and the Celtics won all three matchups straight up, and they were 2-1 against the spread and 2-1 to the over. Boston averaged 124 points in those three games. A little inflated because there was one game on January 25th where the Celtics scored 143 points in that game against the Miami Heat. But looking at the injury news as well, more so for the Miami Heat side, we know that Jimmy Butler is going to be missing at least a minimum of 2 to 3 weeks. And also did see a note today, Sleepy, that Terry Rozier is going to be considered week to week. So I'm not even sure if he's going to be able to play in this series or not, but we'll keep an eye out for that. But Miami, coming off of an impressive victory, do you give this Miami Heat another chance to pull the upset as a big underdog here in this 8-1 matchup here, Sleepy?
I don't see that happening. I mean, the line's crazy. It's like 13, 14 points. And when I saw that, I'm just like, do I really want to even consider laying that many points here with the Celtics to go ahead and open up? But I think the Celtics probably want to get this series over, you know, sooner rather than later. And I was looking at some of the series prices, and like you were mentioning, like -3,000. It's like, well, how do you bet that? I mean, I guess you can. My gut feeling says that this series ends in either 4 or 5 games, and you could bet the Celtics to go ahead and win in a sweep, and it's over in 4 games at +105. I don't think that that's a bad wager. Or you can go ahead and take a shot, you know, that's going to be a gentleman's type of sweep here, 5 games +175. I would look at those wagers if you're looking to do anything with the series. I mean, what are you going to get for -3,000? I don't foresee Miami winning 2 games in the series. If they win a game, it's going to be 1 game, I think, only. That'll probably be a game at home. So maybe go ahead and consider those options. As far as this game, I would actually go ahead and consider the over in this game. I like the pace in which the Heat played with the last game without Jimmy Butler. And I think that Boston might come into this one just looking to go ahead, you know, get all their horses running, go out there and make sure that their offense is just as efficient as it's been. Because I don't know about you, Munaf, but it feels like Boston hasn't played in like forever. I don't know why. It just feels like that. And a lot of that's due to, you know, the conversation that you and I had going back probably like 2 weeks ago, that Boston really didn't need to win because they had the number one seed cinched up because they were so far ahead in the East. I mean, they were up like, 11, 12 games on Milwaukee at that point. So just feels like I haven't really seen Boston a little bit. You know what? And that might actually be not that bad of an angle, is to maybe take a look at Miami in the first quarter. Because it might take a little bit of time maybe for Boston. So maybe that goes against my might underplay a little bit. You know, we're just kind of talking through these right now. So maybe Miami first quarter, that might be worth a look, because if they're getting like 3.5 points or something like that, I'll have to look and see what that line is. But I would maybe go ahead and consider that. I would actually do that first before I even went ahead and messed with the game total. So if you're looking for a pick, I'll do that. I'll take Miami in the first quarter against Boston, especially if they're getting like 3.5 points.
Yeah, I think for this series, I mean, if Jimmy Butler, I think, was playing in this series, we'd be having a different conversation. Obviously, the series odds would be, you know, not as drastic as they are for the Boston Celtics. But you take a look at this Miami Heat team, right? Last year, they didn't have Tyler Hero. They didn't have Jaime Jaquez. And it looks like Terry Rozier, not sure if he's going to be playing or not. So, I mean, when you're missing two of your five starters for this Miami Heat team, I think that's going to be a very, very difficult uphill battle against this Boston Celtics team that I think Sleepy has been one of the more deeper teams in recent memory, with the tandem of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. You added Kristaps Porzingis, who was absolutely fantastic for this team during the regular season. You add a two-way player, one of the best, in my opinion, in Drew Holiday, who has that championship experience when he won with the Milwaukee Bucks as well, right? So you add that veteran leadership there as well. Derek White has been phenomenal. We've seen what Al Horford has been able to do for this team as well. So there's just a lot of pieces on this Boston Celtics team right now that if one guy's having an off game, that you have another guy that can step up for that. Where as for the Miami Heat, if Tyler Hero has a bad game, if Bam has a bad game, it's definitely going to be very, very difficult for this Miami Heat team because of all the injuries. I think the one advantage the Miami Heat do have in this series, Sleepy, is going to be at that coaching, the head coach matchup between these two teams in Joe Mazzulla and Eric Spoelstra. Eric Spoelstra, in my mind, is one of the best head coaches, if not the best head coach in the entire National Basketball Association, because he's a coach that makes those adjustments that other coaches are, I don't say hesitant to do, but can't do as well as Eric Spoelstra does, whether that's in game, whether that's at halftime, or whether that's from a game to game situation. So I think that's one huge advantage the Miami Heat do have. But I think this Boston Celtics team, you know, they have revenge on their mind from what transpired last year in the Eastern Conference Finals. And we've seen what they did against this team during the regular season as well. And without, again, having your leader, your dog, and Jimmy Butler, I think it's just going to be very, very tough for this Miami Heat team. I do think that the Miami Heat can win one game in this series, so I am looking at that +3.5, the series spread right now. It is around -150 currently over on DraftKings. I think Miami can get one at home. But also, I'll mention this, kind of contradicting myself. I would be totally shocked if we saw the Miami Heat beat this Boston Celtics team. I don't think so. But I do think, again, just because I just mentioned with the Boston Celtics, how dominant they are and how deep this team is. And I haven't mentioned the bench, right? Peyton Pritchard coming off that bench. Sam Hauser, who's a great three-point shooter. So they have pieces even coming off the bench that can come out and play really well next to, you know, guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and you know, and the starters there. So with all that being said, I'll still go Boston to win this series, probably get it done in five. Would be my bet here. So I do have Boston advancing here in the first round matchup between the number one and the eighth seed. So that takes over to game one. I know, Sleepy, you mentioned that you like the first quarter for the Miami Heat because the Boston Celtics, they haven't played in about 6 days here. And a lot of the starters haven't played either, right? I mean, they had, you know, Jason Tatum sitting one night, Jaylen Brown sitting another night, Porzingis, quote-unquote, those injury-prone players over there were really to make sure those guys were healthy coming into this series against the Miami Heat. But I'll start with the spread here, and I do see a number for that first quarter here. So for the full game, then game one, that's going to be the 1:10 Eastern start on Sunday. The Celtics are a 14-point home favorite with a total of 208.5. And Sleepy, the first quarter number I currently see over on DraftKings, the Boston Celtics are favored by 5 points in that first quarter. So I don't know if you want to expand on your first quarter bet on the Miami Heat or if you also want to talk about the full game here for game one.
Yeah, I saw the same line. So I absolutely love this one. And it's really just Miami had played. They kind of figured out what life was like again without Jimmy Butler. You know, they got their game legs underneath them in Boston, like you just mentioned. It's been a while since the starters have been out there. And I think it's been a while since this team had to play motivated basketball where, you know, they were in a must-win situation. So I could see them starting out a little bit sluggish here, and I could see Miami starting out knowing that we can't let these guys just go ahead and punk us. So I could see Miami playing their best basketball in the first quarter here. Eventually, Boston will probably wear them down and figure them out. So I'll take that plus five all day. That line seems very, very wrong to me. I was saying plus 3.5 and feeling generous about that. I was thinking maybe it would be like probably like 3 for the first quarter. But the fact that that's 5, I'll go ahead. I'll take that all day.
Yeah, and I want to say last year, the Miami Heat coming off of that, the second play-in tournament game where they got the 8th seed, I believe they beat Milwaukee in the first game. When they played them last year in that playoff. So this Miami team is feisty. I mean, we've seen that their resume speaks for themselves, but again, I'm with you on that first quarter as well. I think for the full game, it's a little bit tricky. Like, do I think that some tired legs catch up to the Miami Heat? Because again, they played in that 7th and 8th matchup, which was a hard-fought game between the Sixers and the Heat, and then also they did win comfortably against the Bulls, and the starters didn't play a lot of minutes in that game. But I just gets me to thinking that, like you mentioned, with the Boston Celtics not playing a whole heck of a lot of starters over the last week or so, and them having about 6 days off here before their first game here, that it may take them a little bit to get the rust off, and maybe Miami jumps out quickly here, and then maybe you're able to get a better number on the Boston Celtics at that point. But I'm not willing to lay that 14 right now with the Boston Celtics. So laying with the full game, plus 14 for the Miami Heat, at least in game one. Sleepy, anything else for this series and for game one?
No, I think I'm pretty much good on that. I'm going to go ahead and make that an official bet, though, for the podcast. I'll take Miami plus the 5 points in the first quarter like that. And I'm kind of with you. Maybe Miami could steal the game, but if you're looking at series, I would say maybe play the exact game. You know, either just ends in 4 or 5. That's kind of pretty much all I do with that.
All right. The next series that is going to be happening after this game, that will be the 4-5 matchup in the Western Conference. The Dallas Mavericks, as the 5th seed, will be in LA to take on the Clippers, who are the 5th seed right now. Looking at the series prices for this game, the Dallas Mavericks are now a minus 185 favorite to win this series, plus 155 for the LA Clippers. And that has a lot to do with the health concern of one Kawhi Leonard. So a new year, same story here for Kawhi Leonard. Did see a note that did come across that he is unlikely to play for game one for the LA Clippers. And Sleepy, let's go back to the regular season as well. So the Clippers were without Kawhi Leonard for the final 8 games of the regular season, dealing with a knee injury. They said the soreness has been there for him. The swelling has been there as well, from what I've been reading about this injury for Kawhi Leonard. So right now, he looks like he is unlikely to play in this game one, at least. And which just in the back of my mind, Sleepy, I feel like we probably don't see him in the series unless they get down 0-2 against the Dallas Mavericks. But this line has significantly moved, because I want to say it opened around minus 110 each way. Some money came in on Dallas, and now with the injury news to Kawhi Leonard, now Dallas is favored to win this minus 185 over the LA Clippers. But what do you think about this Western Conference matchup between the 4 and 5 seed in the Clippers and the Mavericks?
I really liked this Clippers team for a while. I thought that,
yeah,
you know, having Harden, PG, and Kawhi out there, I mean, that was a real legit big three. But I think you'd probably agree with me that all three of those players are on the downside of their career now. And you kind of need everybody out there to go ahead and help, you know, bail each other out, make sure everybody's legs are, you know, ready to go. Kawhi going down is not good. I mean, I just sit and I just think about, like, well, Joel Embiid's out there, you know, dude's playing with, you know, a busted knee that's probably going to need to be operated on. So, you know, like, are you going to go out there or whatnot? It seems like every time Kawhi gets dinged up, he takes about as much possible time as possible. Why, I don't know, but I would probably play the Mavericks. And a lot of it has to do with, like, hey, if Kawhi's not going to play, and now you're just relying on Harden and PG to go ahead and get you over the hump. Those two players are not as good as Luka and Kyrie. They're just not. I think you really just need Kawhi out there in order for this team to be whole. I would play the Mavericks to go ahead and win this series. And I know Kawhi could come back, and I think that that's one of the benefits, is that, you know, we could always get away from this wager later. And you got to wonder what the Clippers are feeling. You know, maybe they know something that we don't know. It's like, maybe this dude's not coming back. Maybe they're just going to roll the ball out. Maybe it's one of those situations. I don't know. I just can't trust the Clippers right now without their big three on the floor. So give me Dallas for the game. But I actually really like the Dallas for the series. If Kawhi don't play, I don't see how the hell the Clippers are beating the Mavericks.
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned, like, what's, like, the mentality? What's, like, the energy right now for this Clippers team, knowing that you don't have your best player for the series? And, you know, is it something that they're now used to, knowing that we don't know if Kawhi Leonard is going to be out there for us? And it sucks, right? As an NBA fan, like, you want to see the best talent out there. You want to see them healthy and playing meaningful basketball, especially this time of the year, obviously, with the NBA playoffs. But I think it's a little deflating. I mean, you have this Clippers team that, you know, a few months ago, and you mentioned that you and I were talking about, that they looked like the best team in the NBA, and they were healthy. They were looking really good. It took a while for James Harden to get acclimated to this Clippers team, but once he did, they were absolutely rolling. You know, they had the injury to Russell Westbrook. He came back for this team coming off of the bench. But now going into a series, especially against the Dallas Mavericks, like you mentioned, you're going to need not only Kawhi Leonard, I think, offensively, but I think more importantly, defensively, because, again, you have to defend Luka. You have to defend Kyrie Irving. And now let's just say Paul George is matched up on either one of those two guys. Well, that opens up the floor for the other guy. And who's going to be guarding him? Is it James Harden? Well, if it is, good luck, because we know James Harden doesn't play a whole heck of a lot of defense. So I think that's going to be the one downfall, number one, for this Los Angeles Clippers team. So, I think this number at 185, obviously the value is all gone now after this injury news. I would still look at a series spread of Dallas -1.5. I wouldn't be surprised if they got this done at minimum in 6 games or even in 5 games. Right now, currently over on DraftKings, -1.5 games for the series is at -115, and then -2.5 is around +210 if you want to get some nice plus odds. But again, those odds have also shifted because of the lose to Kawhi Leonard. So I think that, again, we've talked about a lot, and I've mentioned that this Dallas team went out and made the moves at the trade deadline, getting PJ Washington, getting Daniel Gafford, adding some front court depth as well. Derek Lively II, their first round draft pick, is also going to be ready to go in the series. So this team is fully healthy and they're ready to go. And right now it's a complete opposite story for this Los Angeles Clippers team. So I do like the Mavs to advance to the next round to face the winner of the Thunder and the New Orleans Pelicans. As far as the game goes here, sleepy game one lines right now, it's going to be a 340 Eastern start. -2.5 is the number right now in favor of the Dallas Mavericks. 223.5 is a total. -140 on the money line for the Mavericks, and +120 for the LA Clippers here. And I think that we'll find out a lot about this Clippers team here in game one, because you are going to be, like we mentioned, without Kawhi Leonard. How do you respond to that news? Do you come out and, you know, do you play hard in front of your fans, or does Dallas come out and steal one here? So I'm in the camp here. I think the Mavericks are going to be too much here for the LA Clippers. And then after game one, I think Ty Lue has to make those adjustments and see what he has to do without Kawhi Leonard, and how he makes those adjustments as far as game plan and rotation here. So at least for game one, I think with the healthy squad for the Dallas Mavericks, and then being compromised, I think more importantly on the defensive side, I'm going to go with the Dallas Mavericks -2.5 in the game one here between the Mavericks and the Clippers. Do you have anything else for this game one?
No, I'll probably look at some player props. I'm curious, you know, what we might get out of the Clippers bench, because I think that they're going to be pivotal in this series. You know, if the Clippers do win this series, I think a lot of it's going to come down on, you know, guys like Norm Powell, guys like Westbrook. You know, they're going to have to go ahead and step up and do their best job. And it's not like they can't. I mean, you're going to get a lot of energy off the bench there, but I don't like the fact that Kawhi's not going to be on the floor.
Yeah, definitely very, very tough for the Clippers not having one of their best players, if not the best player for this roster. Next game and next series that is going to be kicking off on Sunday evening, that's going to be the 3-6 matchup between the Eastern Conference teams. The Indiana Pacers, a 6 seed, they are going to be in Milwaukee for game one, the take on the Bucks. Another injury concern, obviously, in this series here as well. We'll talk about that here in a second. But looking at the series price for this 3-6 matchup, the Pacers -120 to win the series. The Bucks are at even money. And like we mentioned, don't know the exact status of Giannis. I do anticipate that he misses at least games one and two for the Milwaukee Bucks here. But these two teams matched up 5 times during the regular season, including the in-season tournament. And the Pacers won 4 out of those 5 games against this Milwaukee Bucks team. So we'll wait and see what the exact status of Giannis is going to be. In my mind, I think he misses at minimum the first 2 games. That gives him maybe another 5-6 days to get some more rest here to see if he does come back, in fact. But Sleepy, what are you thinking about this matchup between the Bucks and the Pacers as far as the series goes?
Well, like I told you guys many a times before, I don't believe that Giannis is going to play until I see it. So I'll believe it when I see it. One of those type of situations. And, you know, let's go back a couple podcasts ago. I told you guys to go ahead and take the Pacers at +140 to go ahead and win this series. And sure enough, we haven't even played game one yet. And I said, this line's going to get closer and closer to pick them. And now the Pacers are favored -120. So now what would Sleepy recommend here? To go ahead and bet the Milwaukee Bucks right now at a plus price if you can get them. And the reason why is that it's free money. And that's what we're here to do. At least that's why I'm on this podcast, is to try to help you guys make money. So, you know, were we laying Indiana Pacers -120 right now? No, that doesn't make any sense. You know, we were supposed to bet them at +140. So, no, if you made that bet, kudos to you. And if you did, I'm telling you now that I would recommend going ahead and playing the Bucks at +100. And that's what we call free money. As far as this series is concerned, I won't rule out the Bucks still winning this series, even without Giannis on the floor. I mean, you still got Lillard. You still have Lopez. You have Portis. You have Middleton, who's back in the mix. It's not like Milwaukee's got a terrible team, but it's not like the Pacers have a great team either. Like, yeah, the Pacers are playing much better basketball this year, but they still have to go on the road. They still got to try to go ahead and win this series. So as far as, you know, a series bet right now, Manoff, I guess I could say I already made it. So I won't have, you know, any bets as far as the series is concerned going into this one. But for this particular game, I don't know. Something makes me want to play the Bucks here just because they're at home and they realize, like, their guy's out. And maybe they know, like, hey, he's going to be out for 2 games and then he'll be back. But we got to get one at home. Game one at home is going to be probably, you know, the game that they're really going to go ahead and try to get this done. So I would play the Bucks here at home probably in this game. If they lose this one, maybe they start to tense up a little bit, knowing that they're going to get Giannis back in game 3 and they just rest up easy for that one. I don't know. I would think you're going to get your best effort without Giannis from this Bucks team in game 1. So I'll play them game 1 here. I'll do that. I really haven't looked at much else in this game, so just give me the Bucks for game 1. I think that they try to rally around each other, and hopefully Giannis comes back. If he doesn't, then obviously it's going to be a fight to the end here.
What if I told you Rick Carlisle has not made it out of the first round since he won the championship with the Dallas Mavericks back in 2008?
That would surprise me.
And I think that's the part that makes me nervous about Rick Carlisle. I'm going to play the Bucks on the series here. And like you mentioned, that maybe after games 1 or game 2 that he does return when the series shifts back to Indiana. And I think for the Bucks mentality right now is, let's get at least one of the 2 games here on our home floor. And I'm with you. I think it's going to be in game 1 for this Milwaukee Bucks team, getting behind that crowd, because I think this team is a lot more, when healthy, this team is a lot more deeper and has a lot more depth in my eyes than the Indiana Pacers, right? You rattled off the name here. You still have Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, Bobby Portis. Yeah, Pat Covington, who has that playoff experience for this team. Let's not even forget Pat Beverly is going to bring that defensive energy for this Milwaukee Bucks team. And I know that Glenn Rivers gets a lot of gripe and a lot of criticism, and I think rightfully so, because he has blown multiple 3-1 leads. But I think he's going to get this group of players ready to play against this Indiana Pacers team here in game one as well. So I am going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks, especially at the price right now around even money. Maybe you're able to find some plus odds on the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series. And I also do like them to come out in game one here, Sleepy, to get the victory. And then maybe we'll see that Indiana Pacers, get it back when it comes to game two here. But as far as the series, give me the Milwaukee Bucks. And also game for the series, I will take the Milwaukee Bucks here as well. Anything else for this series?
Yeah, I mean, if you're really looking at the Bucks, I think you have to play them now.
Yeah.
Because let's say they go ahead and they win game one, there's a chance that the plus money, never shows up again, because now you have the potential of Giannis being on the horizon. And let's say he misses game two, you're not going to get the greatest odds, because they're going to be like, okay, cool. Even if we lose this game, Giannis is still coming back. So he's going to completely screw this price up. Completely. So if you're looking to take the Bucks, like, you have to take them now. So I'm with you. Take the Bucks now is got to be the way to go. If they lose game one, I understand that you wish you had a better number, but there's a chance they win game one and then Giannis is coming back and it's -160, and then you're pretty much screwed at that point. So
yeah. All right. The last game on the Sunday schedule as far as game ones go is going to be the 8th seed of the Western Conference, the New Orleans Pelicans. They are in Oklahoma City to take on the number one seed of the Western Conference, the Thunder. Right now for this series, I am currently seeing that the Thunder are a -700 favorite to win this series, plus 450 on the Pelicans to win this series. And another injury concern to another superstar player. It's just been the theme for a lot of these teams, at least this season in the playoffs. Zion Williamson is going to be out with a hamstring injury. I think they said the designation was about 2 weeks for Zion Williamson. But they did take care of business against the Sacramento Kings in the second play-in tournament game, I should say. And now we'll be going up against the number one seed of the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder here, Sleepy. So what are your thoughts on this series? And then we'll talk about game one after that.
Series is tough because I think that Zion coming back, if he does come back, he obviously is going to give the Pelicans a chance to win. I don't know if I want to bet on the Thunder, though, Lane, that hefty of a price. I'll probably go ahead and pass. I think that there's a good chance that this series could end too, maybe in 4 or 5 games. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't see that, but my gut feeling says that Oklahoma City, they just buzzsaw the Pelicans come game one. I think the Pelicans have been fighting for a while now, right? And the fact that now you lose Zion, and I know that they went back home and they played a really nice game, and give them credit where credit's due. But now you got to go on the road against the Oklahoma City team who, they're going to be smelling blood in the water. They're a number one seed. This is going to be the most raucous crowd since probably Kevin Durant played on the Oklahoma City Thunder. I think New Orleans is in for a rude awakening here, game one. They're going to have to try to figure it out. I would lay the 8 points here. I know that might be a little bit scary just based on, what New Orleans has done in the playoffs, but something tells me that kind of what we thought, at least what I thought was going to happen against the Kings, I think that happens here. So I'll play the Thunder here. I'll lay the 8. As far as the series price, I'm not even sure the Pelicans win one game.
Yeah, I think I'm with you here. I think especially game one, I think Thunder come out here and just take care of business, because that crowd is going to be fired up. I think these young guys are going to be ready to play in the Oklahoma City Thunder. SGA, Chet, Josh Giddey, the Jalen Williams of the worlds. I think this team is going to be ready. And like you mentioned, that at some point, the tired legs are going to catch up here for the New Orleans Pelicans, and also the fact that the scoring options are really limited right now for the New Orleans Pelicans, especially without Zion, right? And I think that it was going to take a complete defensive effort for this Pelicans team against the Kings, which they were able to do, obviously pulling off the victory there by 7 points against that Kings team, that they really limited them, especially after that first quarter. And their defense was what really got them that victory. But I think there's a lot of options here for the Oklahoma City Thunder outside of SGA, right? I mean, we can see Chet have a big series. Jalen Williams has been absolutely fantastic. Josh Giddey can contribute there as well. Lou Dort, who's really improved his three-point shooting and his jump shot, I think is going to be pivotal in this series as well for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. And right, we talked a lot about Mark Daigneault, their head coach, who I think is one of the up-and-coming great head coaches who can, I believe, become one of the best head coaches in the entire NBA for this Oklahoma City Thunder team. So, yeah, I think Thunder get this done. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a sweep or they get it done in 5 games. I really like your bet there of under 5.5 in this series. I don't anticipate Zion coming back in this series. I think hamstring injuries are really, really tricky, and you can re-aggravate it, you know, fairly easily. And then at that point, Zion would be done. And, you know, we've seen Zion take a lot of time coming back from injuries of this magnitude. So I think that, you know, for this Thunder team, they're the number one seed in the Western Conference for a reason. A lot of people might think it's a fluke, but I don't think it is. They played in that Northwest division where you had three different teams win 55 plus games. That's absolutely amazing. I don't think we've seen that in a very, very long time. So with all that being said, I'm all over the Thunder here. I would look at their series spread of -1.5. I would be 100% with you. They're sleepy on that under 5.5 games total. The Thunder -1.5. I mean, again, the books are also telling you that's at a -245 price right now for the Oklahoma City Thunder to win by at least 2 games in this series, which takes us over to game one of this series. Right now, the number is -8.5 in favor of the Thunder. Total of 214.5 here, sleepy. I think this might be one of the games where I'll probably look at the home team in the first quarter. Because like you mentioned, right, with the Pelicans, I think they are just like tired right now. And I think that this is an opportunity really for the Thunder to come out here and make a statement. I don't think 8.5 is a huge number. Maybe we do see some tired legs catch up to them. But I really like the Thunder in game one here against the New Orleans Pelicans here, sleepy.
I kind of like that first quarter OKC bet too, because it makes sense. It's not like this team, you know, has been sitting pretty like Boston has. So it's kind of the opposite thinking here, you know, with this team. And like I said, I kind of think that they're going to buzzsaw right through this team, New Orleans, at least in game one. So that's not a bad look either. I could see myself loading up on a lot of stuff here with OKC.
All right. So again, that is the 4 games that are happening on Sunday. We went through the series preview for each of those 4 games happening on Sunday. CB, anything else you want to mention maybe for the other series? I know we've already seen the OKC Thunder, Magic and the Cavs tip off. The Cavs won game one. We're right now in the midst of the Phoenix Suns and the Timberwolves. And then we have the Sixers, Knicks later, and then Lakers and Nuggets. Anything you want to mention for those other series quickly?
No, not really. I'll probably end up looking at the results tonight and then digging in and kind of getting a little bit better feel of what might happen in those series.
All right. So let's get over to our best bets here for the Sunday card. 4 game ones kicking off. I'm 100% excited for this. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. But where are you going with your best bet for the Sunday card?
I think I'm just going to go back to that Miami Heat +5 in the first quarter. I think that Boston might just come in here a little bit, you know, fool themselves, a little bit rusty. It's going to take a little bit of time to go and get that offense rolling in Miami. They realize that they got to at least try to get one of these games here in Boston. And the fact that, you know, that they looked as good as they did and the offense played as fluid as it did in the last game, I think that they at least bring their best effort, try to keep it close. If they need to slow things down, I think they can. And like you were mentioning a little bit, you know, about the coaching, you know, you like Spoelstra in this spot. And I kind of do too, because I think that he's seen so much, you know, playoff basketball, and he understands, like, you know, what it's like to have a star player down going on the road, you know, against the number one, against the number one seed, you know, against a very good basketball team. He understands how to play. I think experience plays a big part here. And not only that, I mean, they have experienced players, you know, with Miami coming off of the bench too. So I think they're going to be experienced in a lot of ways that, and it's not that Boston's not. I just don't see Boston, you know, getting the motor run at least until, you know, maybe like the 5-6 minute mark of the first quarter. And then by that time, it might just be a little bit too late. So I'll make my best bet Miami first quarter +5.
All right. All right. For my best bet, I'm going to go with the Milwaukee Bucks here in the game one. Right now you have a -105 number currently over on DraftKings right now. I think this is a statement game here for the Milwaukee Bucks. They're at home. Again, you have a lot of guys that are still on this roster that have that championship experience where they won, you know, a couple seasons ago. And I think right now for this Pacers team that you still have guys on this roster that may be playing in their first playoff game, and they may be, you know, no pun intended, have deer in the headlights here against this Bucks team. So I think that even without Giannis, I think Dame steps up in a huge way here. I think Bobby Portis, we've talked a lot about him on the podcast this season about how he's done very, very well in the absence of Giannis. Chris Middleton, I know he's been battling injury, but he has that playoff experience and that championship pedigree as well. And I mentioned Patrick Beverley coming off of the bench for this team, possibly even starting, just bringing that defensive intensity against this Pacers team. So I think these guys will be ready for game one here at home. I think this is a very, very important game. I think more so for the Milwaukee Bucks than the Indiana Pacers here. So game one, give me the Milwaukee Bucks -105 at home as my best bet for the Sunday card. All right, before we get actually over to our player prop best bet here, Sleepy, let's mention pregame.com. Obviously, NBA playoffs are here. NHL playoffs are starting here as well this weekend. NFL win totals dropping, spring football. Obviously, the MLB season is in full swing as well. But let our listeners know, what can they take advantage of right now on pregame.com?
Yeah, right now, pregame.com, if you guys go over there and enter code PLAY20, you guys can save 20% on anything there at pregame.com. Like Manaf said, NHL playoffs kicking off there. Also got the NBA playoffs. You also have some of that spring football stuff, the UFL, that's going on right now as well. A lot of the handicappers, they have season packages for all that type of stuff. Obviously, we have our playoff packages. And one of the favorite codes from everybody is to go ahead and save 20% on anything that they buy there at pregame. So make sure you guys go ahead and get over there to pregame.com. Check out all the things that you can save on, but enter that code PLAY20. Save 20% there at pregame.com.
There we go, guys. Make sure to get over to pregame.com and take advantage of that promotion. So be one order of business left here. That is going to be our player prop best bet for the Sunday cards and the game ones that are tipping off on the schedule there. We're going to go over to that game between the LA Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks. And we're going to look at James Harden here to go over 17.5 points in game one here. And that's currently over at FanDuel. So again, guys, shop around for the best number, but right now you can get this number over on FanDuel at 17.5 for James Harden to go over this points prop. I know you and I were talking offline, and as we did our show prep here, that overs are typically a little difficult to hit, especially in the playoffs, because obviously defense is at a higher intensity. The books are having a little bit more attention to the playoffs and sharpening up those player prop lines because, again, there's only maybe 4 games a day at least opening weekend here. But I think this is a spot here where something similar to what we talked about with Tyler Hero, that James Harden has to step up in the spot here for the LA Clippers if they want to have a chance in this series, or at least even in game one, to win this game. And the official diagnosis right now, or the designation right now for Kawhi Leonard, is that he's unlikely to play in this game. And we mentioned that James Harden this season without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, he's averaging 16.9 points, 8.6 assists, 5.6 rebounds in 11 games. But let's also not forget that when we get to the playoffs here, Sleepy, that these starters are going to play a hell of a lot more minutes than they did in the regular season. And those rotations really shorten up, right? So I expect James Harden to be out there for, you know, 35 plus minutes here. I expect Paul George to be out there for 35, 40 plus minutes here. But I think the shot volume is definitely going to be there, number one, for a guy like James Harden in this spot. And I think they went out and got James Harden for a reason to be the point guard of this team. And I think this is a pretty good, I guess, that we can say insurance policy. If there was a case like they are right now, that if Paul George or Kawhi learned that we're going to go down, that you have a guy like James Harden, who, yes, is past his prime, but can he still put up points? Absolutely. And we know that backcourt of the Dallas Mavericks, I mean, their focus is not really on defense with Luka and Kyrie. So I think this is an opportunity for James Harden to step up in the absence of Kawhi Leonard, take some of that scoring pressure off of a guy like Paul George, even Russell Westbrook coming off of the bench. And right now, like I mentioned, over at FanDuel, we're going to go with James Harden over 17.5 points, our player prop best bet here, Sleepy.
If Kawhi's going to be out for this entire series, I think Harden's somebody that you might actually get value on for potentially the entire series, because they're not going to look to go ahead and keep bumping his number up. So I think attacking this now is certainly the way to go. One of the things that I like about Harden, I guess it's one of the things I don't like either, but it's one of the things that I like for this particular game and maybe even for this series, is that the ball's going to find its way back to Harden. If Kawhi were out there and PG was out there and he goes ahead and he gives up the basketball, there's a good chance he's not going to get it back. But now with no Kawhi, you have to insert another player that's not in the starting rotation that, you know, might be afraid to take those big shots or to go ahead and get himself in trouble. Outside of Paul George, I could see the ball consistently going back to Harden. And eventually he's going to have to go ahead and he's going to have to take his shots. So I could see him getting up I would say maybe close to 20 shots, which is, I don't want to say it's abnormal for him, but you don't normally see James Harden go ahead and take 20 shots. But with Kawhi on the floor, I think that, again, he's going to end up with the ball in his hands a lot. Not just because he's bringing it up, but I think it's going to find its way back to him, and he's going to be forced to go ahead, you know, and create a lot of his own offense. So I like this one quite a bit. I would be surprised if we didn't start seeing Harden lined at like 20.5. That's just where is after this game. That's kind of where I would set this number. So the fact that 17.5, I feel like this is very, very low. He's going to be out there probably for 35 minutes, like you were saying. You know, you need to rely on your best guys. And I don't know who else can run this offense for the Clippers outside of James Harden. So, yeah, I like this one a lot. 17.5 is just too low. I think we're getting this at a great point here.
There we go. So player prop best bet to continue our new winning streak going into the playoffs here. We'll go with James Harden over 17.5 points currently over at FanDuel. All right, Sleepy, that's going to wrap it up, my friend, for this edition of the NBA podcast on RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Hopefully we get back on a more of a consistent schedule for the playoffs, like I mentioned. I know this last week was a little weird with the play-in tournament schedule and you know, just being busy with other things as well. But anything else we want to mention to our listeners before we get out of here?
No, I think you said it correctly there. We'll figure out what we're going to do here. And at least just check out our Twitter accounts at @SleepyJ_pregame, at SportsNerd824. And at least just check us out there, and we'll kind of, you know, update you guys as much as we possibly can. Because, again, there's so many playoff games throughout the entire week. You know, we might end up, you know, getting motivated and saying, hey, you know, let's do a Wednesday podcast or something like that. Or at least give out a free pick or something like that. I think that'll be something you guys will enjoy. So, yeah, just keep locked in there. And that's pretty much it. Let's go Harden. Let's go ahead and get another one.
Yeah, let's go James Harden. All right, like Sleepy said, again, best time to subscribe is right now if you haven't already. And we'll be back next week talking more NBA playoffs. So enjoy the games this weekend. Let's break these books off, and we'll talk to you guys down the road.